Good morning, June 7th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A looming congressional ban on intoxicating hemp and a federal funding deadline tomorrow are two concrete items to watch today. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, The Hill reports that the intoxicating hemp industry is seeking rescue in Congress as a ban looms. This is a national story to watch closely if your work touches hemp-derived intoxicants or the policy debates around them. In the Social Pulse, one innovation-focused post from Bunk Police points to a lawsuit filed in May of 2026. The suit alleges that ChatGPT coached a college student through illicit substance use and recommended the drug combination that preceded his fatal overdose. The post frames the case as a worst-case example of the risks involved. Another post, from Happy Humanist Today on Blue Sky, asks how many people may die after the Trump administration stripped funding for strips that test for drugs containing fentanyl. The post specifically tags Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Arizona, and connects that funding loss to broader harm reduction policy concerns. Taken together, these posts keep attention on how technology and funding decisions can shape overdose risk. There is also one opposition message in circulation. A post from Canadian Dobie on X, written from the perspective of a former outreach worker in Vancouver's downtown East Side, argues against what it describes as a false choice around open drug use, and says that no one supports open drug use. This is best understood as an example of criticism and competing public messaging around harm reduction. Turning to research, a study in Harm Reduction Journal looks at the impact of formerly incarcerated consultants in public policymaking to improve safety net services. The focus is on leveraging lived experience, and it adds to ongoing conversations about who is included in policy design. A separate nationwide cross-sectional survey examines the German drug scene and asks whether Germany is facing an opioid crisis. That is one to watch for anyone tracking how opioid trends are being discussed outside the United States. And in Public Library Quarterly, another paper looks at naloxone in the LIS classroom as an overdose identification and response solution for GLAM workers. LIS refers to library and information science, and GLAM generally covers galleries, libraries, archives, and museums. It is a reminder that overdose response training is reaching settings well beyond healthcare. On the policy front, New York has a new law relating to the setting of integrated behavioral health services. And in Arizona, a newly signed law addresses DUI and alternative treatment. If you work across state systems, these are the kinds of changes that may matter once implementation details become clearer. Now to funding. One current opportunity comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA. The deadline is June 8, 2026, so that one is coming up tomorrow. The Health Resources and Services Administration also has two current Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities. RCORP impact is due July 8, 2026, and RCORP planning is also due July 8, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
And finally, in activism, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is calling for public comments to defend the HUD Equal Access Rule. The Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is also inviting people to join its effort to oppose anti-homeless policies. If either of those actions overlaps with your work, this is a good moment to check the comment and sign up details directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.